This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Hi guys, welcome back to Rich Shields Golf Show podcast. I'm your host, Rich Shields. I have episode 146 here with co-host Guy. How are you doing, pal? Are you good?
I'm great, but I'm even better. This podcast is brought to you by your friend and my friend, Golf Bidder.
Boom. Ta-da. Powered by. These last few weeks have been all sponsored by Golf Bidder, and our Dear Rick section has been highlighted and elevated to stature. Because is this the final time?
This is the final Golf Bidder episode. It's the final Dear Rick I've got picked, and it's an absolute Barry Belter. I'm going to pick a winner for the prize.
Fried tubes.
Now, filled with tubes once. Do you remember we didn't know the amount that it was going to be, the winner was going to get?
Oh yeah, drum roll. Well, I still don't know the amount.
The amount is 1,000 British pounds sterling. Oh, wow. GDP.
That's better than I expected.
It is very good. So I had a chat last week with Golf Bidder. I think they like what we've been doing. They were like, yeah, we'll give you a bag of sand, a grand. Nice. And we've had an absolute influx of emails. Maybe would have had even more if people would have known it was going to be a grand. Today's email we'll read out shortly is honestly one of my favourite we've ever, ever, ever had. But the winner of that grand is going to be picked at random. So just because today's was a good email does not mean they will win it.
Picked at random next week or this week?
No, this week. We're going to pick them at random.
Wowzers.
So, exciting. We've also got an absolute jam-packed show. What's weird is, to everyone at home, the podcast has been normal every week, but actually, in reality, the last two were pre-recorded, so we've not sat down on a podcast for what feels like months.
Eternity. Mm. Well, I've been holidaying.
Yep.
I've actually been chilling, relaxing, sit back in, not been on my phone in.
Well, this is what we want. Hand on heart now. Have you? But you said very, very little to no phone. Explain your screen time.
I don't know what my screen time was, but I remember the first notification I got, my screen time was 75% down.
Wow.
From the week before. So I don't think it was
that was
perfect.
The first notification. Did it increase over time? Did it stay minimal?
So I definitely went with this idea of going on holiday, and I've never done it before, where I've been on holiday and I've completely and utterly switched off. Mainly because I like work. I love work and being part of it and not... I get quite bad FOMO. I don't want to miss out on anything at all. So I feel like me just having my phone and being connected to the world is really key. So I definitely went out with all intentions, 2 weeks holiday with the family. We went on a beautiful cruise ship. By the way, thank you for everyone that came up to me and said hello on the cruise ship. It was very appreciated. Lots of golf fans, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Out on a cruise, watching me in my shorts and drinking my Blue Moons all day. They'll have many stories to tell. But they were very, very courteous. And thank you very much for saying that they love the channels and stuff. I would say I failed my task
of
not being on my phone.
Right.
But it was a lot better than previous holidays, but not perfect. So yeah, it's a step in the right direction.
I just won £1,000 because I put a large stake bet on you not being able to not use your phone.
Well, there was a couple of times where I obviously had to use it for work.
Yeah. Check it Instagram.
But no, I was a lot better. The Wi-Fi on the ship was horrendous. And also, it was outlandishly expensive, as I was explaining to you off the phone, off podcast before, Guy. But I paid it because I needed it. I needed that fix. Yeah. And it was better, but not perfect.
Good.
But I feel more refreshed. I've come back with it's kind of Thursday back into work today. Definitely, I've got a bit of holiday blues. It's nice just to sit back and relax and do nothing, but I'm ready to get going, get started, start making some more videos again, and hopefully everyone's been enjoying the content anyway. We've got some more good videos coming out. We've done 3 matches so far. Match number 4 is coming out this week, and then a couple more after that. Break 75s are coming back. We've got an absolute belter for you on Friday, which was actually filmed pre me going away. I'm a little bit worried about playing golf next time.
Yeah.
I've not played golf now for 3 weeks.
It will go one way or the other. You'll either be class or horrendous. I want you to be horrendous, hand on heart.
And after drinking 94 Blue Moons while being on holiday and eating the ship's worth of
like a king.
Like a king. You know what they had on the ship?
I can imagine you'd be like Henry VIII, sat at the end of the table with your kids on, and you're going, more, just like big chicken drums.
Well, to be honest, I've actually been pretty good with my diet and stuff since about April time, and I've lost quite a bit of weight up until about July. The Open was probably in the best shape I've been for a while. Since the Open, it's kind of been a slippery slope, and then the cruise has just like banged it back on.
Now, this is the question though, is today a new day, a new Rick, or are you still just being...
Yesterday was supposed to be new day, new Rick.
Yeah, bank holiday Monday. Yeah, and then
today is new day, new Rick.
But can you start a new day, new Rick on a Tuesday?
I believe so.
Can you? Yeah, see, I think you need one more week of getting into it, and it's like Monday comes.
I believe
comes.
After a bank holiday, it's okay to start on a Tuesday.
It is, but will you? What have you had today so far?
A banana.
Oh, wow. You do look lean, actually. I thought your biceps were ripped when you walked in. Have you had a banana for breakfast? Yep.
This is a really funny story. So on the cruise, there's a running track. Around the top of the cruise, which is dead weird. And it was 9 laps to do 5K.
Okay.
So, and I did it a couple of times. But on one time, I put my GPS on. You'll like this. On the first time I put my GPS on my phone, let me try and find the number now. I managed to do a 5K run in, where's the number? Oh God, how long ago was this?
This is awkward.
I know, it's really awkward. I managed to do a 5K in...
Drum roll, please.
Oh, where is it? Oh, I'm losing it.
I feel sorry. People in the car driving along.
I did a 5K in 17 minutes because I was on a boat and the boat was moving.
I see.
The boat thought I was traveling at tremendous speed.
Yeah.
But it must have been confused. It was like, you're going forwards, backwards, but also you're going really, really fast. But anyway, fun story.
Well, a lot has gone on while you've been away, Rick.
Yeah, what's happened? I feel genuinely like the golf world has just like gone, right, you know what? Rick's away. Let's just unleash everything.
Mayhem. Well, also, we've had 2 weeks of pure office banter in here.
I bet you have.
The vibes have been so exceptional.
I bet you have.
It's been like a chilled out but high alert of banter. It's been like there's been a banter alarm. And every
I bet
time
no one's bloody been in this office.
No, we've not. I've just been chilling out 9 holes here and there. It's been brilliant. The workplace has been a fantastic place to be. But yeah, there's been an absolute load of stuff. The title of this podcast is probably some of that stuff. But first thing that happened, obviously, 2 days ago now, Rory won the Tour Championship. He won the FedEx Cup. Wow. What a guy. I think this was a year when, obviously, he kind of let the Open slip to some degree. There was arguments that he kind of didn't lose the Open, that Cameron Smith won it. I kind of sit on that fence a little bit. I think I do believe that Cameron Smith deserved to win the Open rather than Rory lose it. But yeah, it did feel a little bit like it was Rory's to win.
I'm sure I read a stat yesterday after watching the Tour Championship. He didn't hole a putt outside of 10 feet.
It wouldn't surprise me.
On the final day of the Open. And you just can't win tournaments doing that. No. He shot 2 under par, yes. But for his level of golf, the way...
I think he drives the golf ball,
it's actually scary how good he is with driver.
No, I think this win for him, obviously the Tour Championship, which then wins you the FedEx, was massive. And obviously with him being the kind of real poster boy of the PGA Tour with all the kind of live golf stuff going on, I think it was massive for him. I think it was massive for golf.
The PGA Tour couldn't have wished for a better winner for this, really, could they? It's fascinating with everything that's been going on in his world these last 12 months. For him to have the season he's had is actually quite remarkable.
Yeah,
I know he's not won a major. He's been knocking. He's been sniffing. He was around at the Masters. He was around at the Open, leading the final day. He is one of the only 3 players ever to score a... round average of 68.7 or under 68.7. Him have done it this year. Vijay Singh has done it once before in 2003, I believe.
Right.
Tiger's done it 8 seasons. He's averaged at 68.7 stroke average.
You almost can't compare to Tiger, can you?
No. But he's won the FedEx now 3 times. It's a lot of money. I believe he won $10 million the first time he won it, $15 million the second time, and then $18 million. The only thing, I definitely noticed a trend difference watching the PGA Tour and the Tour Championship on Sunday. And I did watch it because we were back from holiday at that point. I didn't watch Thursday, Friday, Saturday, granted, but Sunday definitely. And you might be able to tell me yes or no on this. It felt like the one thing that I've not been massive fan of with Liv is the talk about money.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the Tour Championship was very, very talk about money on Sunday.
I think it is, but it's a one-off, isn't it? It's essentially the
like the grand prize.
Yeah, it's the order of merit, essentially, isn't it? And obviously it changed in 2019. So remember in 2018, Tiger won it, but obviously didn't win the FedEx, whereas they changed it now, so you start off with like a different head start, a handicap, essentially. And I think it is the one, I think it's both ways. I think it kind of deserves this one event to talk about money because it is so incredible. There's probably a bit more talk of that with the fact of Liv as well this year. It's been kind of highlighted. But I think the only thing that I mean, obviously, Scotty Scheffler kind of semi-lost it, I think. What a great year he's had and what an amazing player he's become. World number one and obviously class. But this just made me think about how good Rory has been for so long. I know he should have maybe won more majors. And once he wins that Masters, I think, and he completes that career Grand Slam, I think more will just start to come, and he will go down as an absolute legend of the game. But he has been at the top of his game for a long time now.
Well, he's world number three again now.
He's world number three. I was looking then. So his year end. So from 2009, he's had 1 year where he's finished outside the top 10, and that was actually 2017. But other than that, he's finished, obviously, most years in the top five. Like, that is some good going. In the last 13 years, he has been at the top of the golf pyramid.
Yeah, and he has won a lot of events.
I think that's sometimes why you think he should have won more majors. He's not won one now since the Open in 2014. That's 8 years. Because he has been so good in that time frame.
Yeah.
And you know what? I must admit, I kind of used to really like Rory. And I wouldn't say I went off him, but I kind of lost a bit of that love for him. But I must admit, regardless of your opinions on Liv or the PGA Tour, I do like how he has been a spokesperson. I like how he's been the one who's kind of put himself out there. And I do feel like when you see him win or lose, he's very kind of gracious. And you see the bit where he went to Scottie Scheffler's really parents nice. And almost apologised really for, nice. For winning. And then I think when Matt Fitzpatrick won the US Open, he went over and congratulates him first. I do feel like I'm becoming a proper Rory fan again. And the way he plays golf, when he is on, that drive, just unbelievable.
I honestly can't comprehend how good he is with driving.
There was one he hit. I can't remember what hole it was on the last round. We ended up with like a one-arm follow through.
Yeah.
And it was 185 ball speed. Yeah. It's like
he's 380 down the middle.
Yeah, he's missed hit, carried 300 yards or whatever it was, and was a 185 ball speed. It's incredible.
I'm sure I saw there was a catalogue of all the drives he hit one round, like 14 drives. And I think his worst one was like 320.
It's insane.
And he's not big. He's 5'10". You know, he's not like he's a Bryson DeChambeau type character. He's really put on all this muscle mass. His efficiency is just phenomenal. And I watching the last hole there, and he stood there, one shot lead against Scotty Scheffler, and you stand them both on that tee box. There's only one golfer that's going to hit that tee shot better. And he just stood up there and absolutely piped it dead straight, perfect in the fairway. And you just look at Scotty, and yet world number one, had the most incredible season ever. With his driver, he was never going to do what Rory did on that 18th tee. They both kind of tried to lose it a bit on it was fascinating, really.
I do think, though, behind the scenes, I know Rory's obviously not like a Bryson physique, but I think he must train very hard. Because was it about when he signed for Nike in like 2013, he kind of became quite a lot leaner. He had quite a lot of like almost puppy fat when he first got on tour.
He did. When you look at clips now, when he was in the Open at like
he looked so different. And if you look at from 2013 to now, so what, 9 years, he's not really changed. He's very lean. And you think, as you get older, as we know, when you kind of hit your 30s, it's very easy to start. It's very easy to start putting weight on. He's not. He stayed super lean. And obviously in golf fitness, a lot of it is about like kind of your rotation, your flexibility. I bet he does a lot of hours behind the scenes. And obviously that is testament to how well he hits the golf ball. But even kind of more Rory news. So this is quite cool. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are launching a golf league.
I know. Wow. And again, I was on holiday and I'm flicking through my phone and going, what the hell? What's happening with golf right now? So they've set up a business. Mm-hmm. It's kind of tomorrow's sport, is it?
It's like
I've got an email.
MWR or something like that.
I got an email from Tiger. Let me just pull it back up again.
Whatever.
I'm sure Tiger just messaged me saying, hey, Rick, just a heads up.
So essentially,
got something coming out. You might want to get involved.
Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are launching a tech-infused golf league in partnership with the PGA Tour. They'll have players competing on 6 3-man teams in a 15 regular season matches and a playoff, which will start in January 2024. The new league, TGL, which I think must stand for Tiger Golf League, or Tomorrow Golf League, or whatever, but let's be honest, Tiger Golf League, we'll call it, will feature 2-hour, 18-hole matches on virtual courses. The matches will take place on primetime Monday night in custom-made venues yet to be determined. And there's been some renderings that we'll place in the video version of the podcast that kind of show what it's going to look like. And it's essentially a hybrid of simulators where you'll hit, obviously, full shots, but then that kind of big indoor putting greens and bunkers with huge screens and audiences. It looks very, very different. But yeah, that's going to launch. So not this January, the following January. I think it's going to be 15 weeks. And yeah.
It feels like, from what I'm seeing at the moment, it feels like a game show for golf with professional golfers playing for a lot of money.
When Tiger apparently is going to be playing, it's going to take a lot less toll on his body. He's not walking around. He can obviously be stationary in an indoor arena. It will either be absolutely unreal or absolutely gimmicky. I can't quite, obviously I don't know yet, but what do you think?
Again, when I first saw it, and there's been lots and lots of announcements over the last few weeks from the PGA Tour, obviously trying to, I don't know what the right word is, not fight back as such, but certainly try and improve their product, I would say. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jay Monahan has made some big announcements. There was a big meeting a few weeks ago with some of the key players, with Tiger Woods flying in private jet to get involved in that meeting. And it looks like, at the moment, the PGA Tour are very much getting behind and getting involved with their two superstars. Mm. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are their two superstars. And this new, it's called Tomorrow Sports. So TMRW, so Tiger, Rory McIlroy's initials blended together, sports. It seems like they're very much trying to bring some energy, bring something different, bring more money to professional golfers again. Just in case anybody watching or listening is feeling sorry for any of these professional golfers.
Yeah, but Rory only won $18 million.
Ah, yeah. That's right, actually. You're right.
So it's not actually that much.
So, yeah, I can imagine my heart bleeds for him. But from what I'm seeing the rendering, I love the concept. I think golf simulation has got so much better over the last few years.
Yeah.
This is looking at launching in 2024.
Yeah.
So the technology, again, is going to be pushing on. And any time a technology product comes into the mainstream media and gets on TV or YouTube, whatever it is, the product behind this, where there's going to be competition, there's going to be serious money played, the simulator technology business also has to improve and incorporate that. And I think if they improve it, it all filters down. We get a better service. Golfers around the world get a better service because the simulators are going to be even better again. The one thing that I hate about simulators, I'm sure you're the same on this, great for full shots, iron shots, drivers, course realistics, and all this. Chipping and putting, dreadful.
That's
by the looks of things, you're going to flip round on this 360-degree mat and actually hit the other way.
Yeah.
You know what I think would then be cool, and hopefully this happens? You know, they've got this big putting green laid out. Imagine then it's all hydraulics, and it changes depending on the putt that you've got.
Yes.
So suddenly, you're playing St. Andrews on this simulator, you're on the 17th, and suddenly this green almost morphs into like the 17th green. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could happen.
And like your ball just pops down onto the floor or pops up from underneath or whatever, and that's where you hit from.
Yeah.
I think the whole idea is very interesting.
I think the big thing as well, though, is some hardcore golf fans may not enjoy it, which I kind of understand. But surely, I know there's this whole thing of growing the game, attracting a new audience, and how do you do that? But this is definitely one potential avenue of attracting a new audience. People that don't have the time or the interest to sit down for 4 days in a row and watch the normal PGA Tour may well, on a Monday night, sit down for 2 hours and watch this. And that may then spark some interest to go and play golf or watch golf.
Definitely. And again, do you remember back in the day, Big Break on TV? And certainly our UK audience will remember this. Big Break was a snooker program that was put on primetime TV on a Saturday night, and it was absolutely brilliant. You had a mixture of professional snooker players plus celebrities plus normal people all competing, and it elevated grew the game of snooker, because suddenly you're going, oh yeah, I fancy that. I fancy giving that a go, and that's in snooker. So if golf can do something like this scale and make it so much fun, so entertaining, hopefully not gimmicky or cheesy or, you know, whatever that may look like. I certainly trust Tiger Woods' judgment on a lot of things, and I'm sure he'll absolutely blitz it, and obviously Rory's as well. It's going to be exciting times.
Can I ask you a question?
Am I going to be playing in it?
No, well, I know the answer to that
or
one.
Or hosting it.
Oh, I'll host it. You know what I think would be good? You'd be a good job at that, right? Because obviously...
Picking up the golf balls.
A little bit better. Not much better, but a bit better. One of the hard parts of being indoor is that there's going to be no elements, is there's no rain. Maybe you could stand at the side with a bit of a fan.
Love it.
It could be the wind.
Love
you
it.
Could spray Tiger with water, with a
little
water gun.
Soaker.
Little super soaker to be the rain in St. Andrews. That
Done.
Could be your job.
Done. Yeah, sign me up.
Question, do you like good news?
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Does the audience like good news? I think they do. The good news is this podcast we're recording right now is a Tuesday record out on Tuesday. That's efficient for you. The good news is, should we decide on Thursday or Friday, the good news?
I still like Friday.
I like Friday as well. And on Friday, a bonus Friday podcast treat.
Just for you guys.
Just for you guys.
You know what? Just for being such good listeners.
Yeah, you listen.
You don't complain.
You don't. Sometimes you do on Facebook.
Never complain.
However, yeah, so Friday, bonus podcast, it's already been recorded and it is absolutely class, if I say so myself. We've got Richard Hammond. You know Richard Hammond from Top Gear, from The Grand Tour, from millions of TV programs, from Drive Tribe on YouTube. He came on the podcast and was a barrel of laughs.
Oh my God, it was ridiculous. So
we've teased a few bits on social media so far that you may have seen.
I've been very fortunate so far in my YouTube golfing career to collaborate with some incredible people. People like Eddie Hall.
Your guy Charnex.
Robbie Williams. Paul Sturgis, the world's tallest man, or Europe's tallest man. Trying to think of other people. Loads and loads of people. Amazing people. Tom Watson.
Nick Faldo.
But I'm thinking almost like outside of the world of golf, like some...
Very,
very interesting people.
Yeah.
I never in my wildest dreams thought that Richard Hammond from Top Gear fame would be sat at this very desk talking into that very microphone that you're talking into right now, Guy. He doesn't like golf.
No.
He hates golf. Or he used to hate golf.
He used to hate golf.
So over the next coming weeks, you're going to see me give a lesson to Richard Hammond, which is fantastic. And again, he's so good on camera. Also, we filmed the video for his channel, Drive Tribe, which check it out on YouTube, where we raced against each other.
We've watched of that edit.
So good.
And imagine literally watching Top Gear or the Grand Tour, which I'm guessing a lot of people have watched. You know, it's massive in America as well, the Grand Tour and Top Gear. This video of you and Richard Hammond is literally that level of production.
It's unbelievable.
It's insane. What a video that's going to be on their channel. On your channel, like you said, there's the lesson. But this Friday, on the podcast channel, the channel you're watching now or listening to, Richard Hammond is here, about 45 minutes or so, talking about how he got into golf, talking about cars. It's one of those podcasts where I feel like golfers will love it because it's talking about golf and Richard Hammond's great. But also, if you've got friends, if you're listening or watching, you've got friends who aren't into golf but like Top Gear, pass this over to them because they'll also enjoy it. It's not too golfy, is it?
I feel like it shouldn't have worked, but it absolutely worked.
It did. So it's a bit like me. At the minute, I'm having a lot of brown bread, peanut butter, and salt and vinegar Pringles on a sandwich. On paper, that shouldn't work. Oh, in reality, it's so good. There's a crunch and then the tomato sauce. Sorry, peanut butter. It really works.
Well.
Sometimes ketchup, sometimes salt and pepper.
I'm not sure about that.
No,
but anyway, each to their own.
Sorry. I forgot, you only have a banana.
I don't have bread anymore.
Speaking of good news, shall we get into the golf bidder, Derek?
Yeah, let's do it.
So this Derek, this has been very kindly sponsored, as we said, for the last 4 weeks by one of my closest friends. Probably more of a close friend to me than it is to you now. Because
they don't ring me anymore.
Exactly. I've been having phone calls while we're actually having a good time slagging you off as well.
Right, perfect.
While you're on the cruise, we're really putting the world to rights and saying, you know, yeah, this is about Rick and that about Rick. And he cheats when he goes running saying it's 17 minutes for a 5K. No way he can run that fast. And it was really enjoyable. So just so you know, that was really good.
Right.
But jokes aside, Golf Bidder is a great place to sell your golf clubs, make a bit of dough, or buy golf clubs. And you have had some great challenges before where you've bought some bargains on Golf Bidder. And I know this, and you know this, and the audience know this. New shiny golf clubs out of wrapper aren't always better. Technology has kind of hit a bit of a wall. So if you want a good driver but don't want to pay a fortune, go to Golf Bidder. Would you agree?
I would totally agree.
Wholeheartedly.
And the good guys, and the thing is as well with the product, it's like sometimes when you buy secondhand, certainly off, yeah, I don't want to slag off any other sites, but...
slag on off.
Untrusted sources.
Yes.
Where people are selling their own product online and other people are buying it. Rhymes with T-Bay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. T-Bay services. T-Bay great services on the M6.
I think buying somewhere like that is a risk of being done over. Like the product doesn't look as good as what it does on the pictures. It sometimes can be fake and stuff like that. With Golf Bidder, you don't get any of that. It is absolutely certified, genuine product, and it's been tested And their rating system is very, very accurate. So you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to buy a golf club that's a 9 head, a 9 shaft and a 7 grip, when it arrives, don't be surprised the grip might not be as good. And that's okay because you factor that into your equation and go, well, it's going to cost me £10 for a new grip.
Question for you. If you and your wife were to renew your vows, would you have Golf Bidder as your best man? An usher?
A guest.
Not an usher?
Maybe a nighttime guest.
Wow. I thought there's more trust than that. If I was to get remarried, I best go down the route of my vows renewed, I would have Golf Bidder there as like a third usher. So, kind of don't really want to be an usher, they'd rather be a guest. But
they're ahead of me.
Yeah, they would. Absolutely. Of course they would.
Well, they definitely would.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so we have had some amazing dear Ricks, and your advice, Rick, as always, has been decent. This week's...
I'm getting slagged off today.
I know, really. I've just had a lot of built-up slagging off. I even know. It's really nice to get it all out of my system. No, we'll do some nice stuff in a minute.
Thanks.
But this dear Rick, it's not so much asking for your advice. It's just an amazing story. And I actually opened this email 2 weeks ago, and I've been saving it for now. Okay. It's that good. Okay. So, it's obviously anonymous. Title is, I faked a hole in one.
Wow.
Okay, you ready for this?
Go for it.
Dear Rick, I know what you must be thinking from the title, but no, it wasn't my hole in one. Please keep this anonymous because it's not my finest moment. Let me start off by saying this isn't a story I ever planned on sharing. However, due to golf at a competition and my need of a new putter, I feel the time is now.
Okay.
So he's hoping he gets to win the money. Didn't know it was £1,000 at the time. He might have thought it was going to be £200, but it's £1,000. For background, myself and 3 friends were playing our usual weekend round. On the second or third hole, we realised the single ball behind us was another friend. We asked him, did he want to join us? The course was fairly empty, so a 5-ball wouldn't really have slowed down any pace or anything like that. But he rejected the request, as he wanted to play on his own and drop a few balls around each green and take some time while the course was empty to practice his putting and chipping, etc. Fair enough.
Fine.
We reached the 10th hole. It's a par 3, but the green is fairly hidden, with the pin tucked in a corner, making it not visible from the tee box. As we were tidying up after the hole, writing our scores down, putting our clubs away, etc., we see a ball land on the green and rolls about 10 foot past the hole. Instantly, I grab my ball marker, put it next to the golf ball, and I pick up the golf ball and then throw it into the hole. All 4 of us let off a fake cheer as if the ball had gone in the hole by its own, so it's a hole in one. We all wait for our friend to come around the corner, excited to see his reaction. As a figure arrives the distance pushing his trolley, we realise it isn't my friend.
Oh my God.
It turns out it was an elderly gent, maybe early 60s, early 70s, who was so happy with himself. He went on to tell us he'd never had a hole in one before and had seriously considered not playing that morning as he was losing his love for golf. This gave him a new lease of life.
God.
We didn't have the heart or the courage to tell him what happened. We let him pick up his ball from the hole and play through us. I don't know what happened to our friend. He could have stopped for a toilet break or some food, or maybe only played 9 holes. I never asked.
He was never seen again.
Thanks for hearing my story. So there's not really any advice needed, Rick, on that one. But what would you say to that person?
It, you know what? It's absolutely something I would have done. And I would do. 100%. If I was that guy in that situation, I was the 4-ball, and I knew there was a mate behind us, and I saw their ball land on the ground, I would have 100% do what he's done.
Yeah.
So I can't say he's done anything wrong at all. I think he's a bit of a practical joker. Who wouldn't do that? It's fun, it's bants. Why not pretend that your mate's got a hole in one? And then later on down the line, you go, ah, no, you didn't. It's there, it's 10 foot away. Yeah. Sado and all. I think obviously where this story gets complicated is it wasn't his mate.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
No.
It's Barry, you know, and he's pitched up that morning and he's sick of golf. He's like, you know what? I can't be doing my golf anymore. Doing my head in. I'm going to go out. This is my final round. I'm going to play 18 holes. And after this, I'm selling my clubs through Golf Bidder.
Nice. That's really smooth.
And, you know, taking up fishing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. I'm done.
And his wife said, Barry, before you leave today, promise me one thing. If you get a hole in one, you'll keep playing this game. I know how much it means to you. Okay?
So he went out and he had this mission in his mind. He went, okay, Maureen, I'll do this for you. Okay? And he walked up there and he put his cleats on, metal spikes.
Of course.
In the car park. And he changes his shoes in the car park because Barry doesn't abide by the rules. Yeah. And he plays and he's on his own and he sees some guy in the bushes having a whiz and he thinks, well, I'm going to play through this guy.
Doesn't ask him. Doesn't need to.
He's been slow all day. I've got this group of four lads in front of me and they're doing my head in, they're laughing and look how much fun they're having.
And they're smoking.
Look how much fun those four lads are having in front.
Two of them are vaping as well.
You know what? As soon as they get off the ground, I'm going to fire this ball right at them.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to try and hit them.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one of them out because that'll make me feel better it about will. My life, Barry's thinking. So he took one more club and he never reaches this par three, this blind one over the corner, pins tucked where you can't see it.
He normally hits his 9-wood. He went with a 7-wood.
He thought, I'm going to get it there this time. I'm going to actually accidentally hit it too far and probably would take one of them out because I hate golf. I hate life.
Remind me what golf ball he was playing.
Spalding.
Yes. Okay, I did think DDH, but I'll happily go with the Spalding.
Which he'd found on the previous hole.
Yeah.
And he hits it, and it's slightly into sun, so he can't quite tell if he's hit it well or not, but he's thought, that sounds good. He's thinking, I'm not going to shout four.
Can I ask you a question? In my head, his 7-wood, his 9-wood don't have head covers on, is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Very scratched.
Yeah.
Very, very scratched.
really
golf bidder would value it almost as a 3.
Yeah, and the grip on his club, it's just never been re-gripped. Never. It's really slimy and horrible. And
never. And he uses those winter tees.
Yeah, that's three attached to one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he thinks are practical.
But why would he want to buy tees all the time?
That's the point.
No point.
So he hits it and he thinks that's a decent. I'm not going to shout four. You know, this is the last time I'm playing golf. I'm not shouting four today.
Mm.
If I hit someone, I hit someone. So I don't need to come back to golf.
And it's my last time of golf. I'm quitting golf.
I don't need to come back to golf today. And all of a sudden, he hears this eruption. No.
I've never had a hole-in-one. This can't be a hole-in-one.
No. This can't be. I was ready to give up this game. And he walks over the hill and he's proud as punch and he gets there in super speed time and he's like, looks over the hill and all these guys are cheering and he's thinking, oh my God, it's in. Because no way of these, they're a bit slow.
Yeah.
They're having a bit of a fun. No way have they pranked me.
No.
They're not that type of people. Who does that?
No.
Who does that? And he walks up there and he gives them all a big hug and he's cheering. And after 15 years of playing golf, he finally smiles on a golf course. The first time he's ever done it. And he thinks, I'm going to get some tonight with Maureen.
Wow. So he's only holding one that night.
So he's over the moon. That golf ball, that Spalding golf ball now sits pride and place on his mantelpiece.
Yeah.
And everyone that comes round for a cup of tea and a biscuit, he tells them that story of how now he loves golf and he plays golf week in, week out. And Maureen's actually sick of it.
And he's actually met a barmaid. He's left Maureen. He's now out with a club barmaid called Leanne.
40-year-old, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, right. Okay. So that was this week's Dear Rick. I'll read them all out, but I'll remind you what the was. Fake hole in one guy.
Yeah, he wins for me.
You can't pick, it's random.
He wins.
But he does, should win. There was the guy that was the bandit who's off 22, can hit it 300 yards. Do you remember that guy?
Yes, yeah. I do. Long
there was also the guy who wants to keep his partner happy because he wants to play with his dad and his wife wants to play with him, his girlfriend wants to play with him. And then the first one was the guy whose son had come down from 52 to 11 but was still wanted to get better and get annoyed. Ooh, so I've ranked these in an order of 1 to 4. You don't know what that order is.
No, I don't.
I'm going to ask you a number, and whichever that number is a corresponding person who's going to win.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, because of the story today,
yeah,
I'm going to go with number 1.
Okay, but that's not...
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But as in, like, number 1 is the number 1, that number 1.
Yeah.
Was so prominent in today's story.
Okay, I get you.
The hole in one, so I'm going to go with number 1. And that is...
That is actually the fake hole in one.
Yeah! Is it?
Yeah.
I love it. So there you go. Cheating, faking people, pranking
people. It always wins.
It always... Putting a smile on someone's face.
Yeah.
Barry's and Maureen's particular.
Yeah.
You have won yourself £1,000 to spend at Golf Bidder. We're not allowed to announce his name, are we?
No, we can't, but I will email him back and he will.
I feel like he'd definitely have a nickname.
The guy that did it?
Yeah, like Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, potentially.
Like, oh, God, something a Mad Dog would do, that, wouldn't it?
The only bad thing is his behaviour that was quite bad has actually won him a grand.
No, I don't think it's bad.
Okay.
I'm as the power invested in me, he is. Totally,
I can't believe you picked number 1.
He is totally clear of any of his guilt.
Yeah.
He has done a good deed. In my opinion, more people should do that.
Wow. Wow. There'll be loads of little juniors this weekend going pranking the mates. This weekend, they'll be like on national news. This weekend, there were 450 hole-in-ones in England.
All on blind par threes.
Anyway, that was great. I enjoyed that. Thank you, Golf Bidder, for sponsoring, as always. And there's some great videos coming to the main channel very soon. Also,
let's get Barry on the channel.
Yeah. Also, kind of rumours and very heavy rumours, very strong rumours, are there's going to be a number of new LIV Golf signings.
I know.
And one of which we're hearing is almost a definite, I believe, is Cameron Smith. So the current Open champion, the current champion golfer of the year.
The current world number 2.
Current world number 2. And he's also his Australian mate, Mark Leishman. There's a few others been rumoured, but I think for the purpose of this conversation, I think Cameron Smith's the one we're going to focus on.
Watch what happens. As soon as we finish this podcast, it'll get announced.
Or it will get denied. Whichever, but yeah, it's I think it's
the one that has come out and said no is Cameron Young.
Yes, I think there's been a few changes of heart. I believe
all the Camerons, by the way.
I know Scotty Cameron.
I don't think he's going.
Name one more Cameron in the world. David Cameron.
I can't think of one single one. Then that's going to annoy me.
But
Cameron Diaz.
Nice.
I've just Googled it.
Oh, flipping heck. So yeah, the rumour is apparently it's somewhere in the region of $100 million. It may be a little bit more.
The other one is that Cameron Trangali.
Cameron Champ as well. Oh yeah, Cameron Trangali's been going. Yeah, he's gone now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So there's basically signing more names and that's nothing kind of new. They've obviously signed some big names over the last 6 months, however long it's been now. There's obviously been kind of bar maybe DJ and Brooks and Bryson. There's been a lot of the guys who people are kind of arguing are washed up or old or past it or whatever. And then they've just kind of signed them for almost a legacy as opposed to them being competitive going forward. As I said, that has been addressed by your likes of your Brysons, etc. I think everybody, whether you're pro-Liv or anti-Liv, can agree that Cameron Smith is obviously the second best golfer in the world and won the last major. If he goes, which we think is nailed on, from you can tell by the way he's answered questions as well, he's kind of not said no. And you think, well, if you're not going, if you are going to stay on the PGA Tour and someone asks you, say, no, not at all.
Did you see the thing that No Laying Up discovered?
No. Oh, the discount codes.
So on the website, if you put a lot of these guys are you're obviously trying to advertise discount codes for tickets. And if you put their name plus 25 after, it unlocks discount. Yeah. And somebody sat there and literally gone through loads of names. And a lot of these suspected players, their actual name and code actually works on the website.
I did see that. So I think we can all agree that unless something massively changes, Cameron Smith is going. How big do you think that is for Liv? Does it change anything or does it kind of not? What do you think on this? You've obviously had some time to digest it.
I feel like it certainly gives more validity again.
Yeah.
To get in the world number two playing in that tournament. It's Boston this week. I feel definitely there has been more hype around the signings and the players over the tournaments.
Yes.
I feel like now the tournaments at the moment, I only actually stumbled across it this morning that it's actually in Boston this week. I didn't even realise. I feel like there's so much news about the players going,
yeah,
staying, going, controversy, Rory's comments after winning the PGA the Tour Championship. Did you see what he said?
About the ones at Wentworth.
About the ones playing in Wentworth, he can't stomach it, makes him sick. The fact that it's great to take a tournament lead on the 70th hole. And he said in some events, the 54th hole. He's definitely having, obviously, digs. I just don't know what it does to the excitement of the event and the tournament. It would be a real catch as such for Liv if they obviously signed Cameron Smith. The money being spoke about is astronomical. These guys are multi-millionaires already. It surprises me with someone like Cameron Smith because you've seen him in interviews in the past. He seems very content with his life. Mm. Doesn't seem like he wants another 100 million.
Likes his fishing and chilling out.
But when that deal gets put on the table, it's a very different conversation, isn't it? And suddenly you look at that and go, God, imagine what I could do in the future. This is not only not looking after me, it's looking after my kids, my great-grandkids, my great-great-grandkids. Yeah. I don't know. It's a very interesting one. I think if he goes, and it seems like he's going to do, I would then be less surprised if some really, really big names go as well.
Yeah.
I think the one that's going to be a big one is Matsuyama.
Apparently they don't think he is now, do they? There was big rumours he was, and now they're thinking more he might not be.
Because
it changes day by day.
The rumours, again, he would be the highest paid Liv player.
Yeah, he's
because
huge.
Because what he would bring from Asia market is astronomical. Yeah. And certainly as Liv starts to go into his franchise teams into the future, like what the Asia market could bring to that is very, very valuable for Liv.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. I would hate for him not to be able to defend certain titles. He's obviously the current players champion. He's not going to be able to play in that. Mm. I'm guessing from every account that I've seen, the Open seems to be fine with everything. Yeah. Not fine with everything, I'm sure, but they seem to not be banning
everyone. Is it till he's 60 years old, I think he can play in
that. The Masters have still never not come out and said anything yet, have they?
Not
it's invitation only. That'll be really interesting to see if some of these guys don't get Masters invites.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Does he get 5 years, I think, from winning the Open?
Right, okay, of course. So it's more...
But it's the guys that haven't won a major that did in the world ranking points a dip in. Yeah, it's weird, I think. Obviously, we've spoken this a number of times, and we will continue to do so because there's so much news around this. But what I find strange now is I feel like the PGA Tour in some ways feels really strong because of all these new announcements and the fact that Rory is so committed to it and he's obviously so on form. Scottie Scheffler, etc., playing so good. But yeah, equally, because Liv have got these big names now, Bryson, Brooks, obviously potentially Cam Smith, we think, that surely can't be going anywhere either. So it feels like there is going to definitely be two tours existing at once, which I don't quite know how that works just yet.
The tour that seems to be getting slightly forgotten about is the DP World Tour. Really does, doesn't it? It just seems like, I mean, obviously they've got the biggest flagship event next week.
I think it's next week or the week after. I think it might be next week.
At Wentworth, BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. That is their biggest event. And there are 11, I believe.
Yes, next week. Yeah,
Liv players playing in that event. There's a couple of things I'd be really interested to see. I don't think we've got any plans on going just yet to the event, but I'm interested to see how the Liv players get received at somewhere like Wentworth.
Yeah,
I know we've seen it so far at the Open, and they didn't seem to be. There was a few rumours that there was some booze at the Open for someone like Ian Poulter on the first tee, apparently. But that's like that. An Open is a different tournament. Mm. This is now coming back to the DP World Tour. The crowd again might be a little bit more hostile to some of these Liv players.
Yeah,
they might not be. They might be. I'm intrigued to see how that pans out. What I'm not liking at the moment is this kind of split between professional golf.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like professional golfers are now starting to argue with each other. I've seen it with Lee Westwood and Eddie Pepperell on Twitter this week. I've seen it with loads of different players like John Rahm having a few digs, obviously Rory having a few digs.
Do you not like that? I actually love it, I'll be honest. It gives it more of a narrative and more.
I don't mind if it's done on the golf course, as in it's they hate each other because of golf and personalities, not because of what tour they want to play on or money and things like that. I'm just super, super worried, and this is a massive umbrella thought now in golf in general for someone who works in the industry. I'm just worried that people are trying to grow the game, and I know it gets pushed out so much. Growing the game comes from money. Money can grow the game. I just feel like when people are looking in from the outside now, just going, bloody hell, all these golfers talk about is money. Mm. Whether it's on the DP World Tour, PGA Tour, LIV Tour, whatever. It's turned so much about money.
I do agree with you, and but just trying to counteract that, do you think when young kids start playing football, they care about a player leaving a club because they want more money? Like, it doesn't stop kids playing football, does it? Like, football is all about money. If you're, you know, when Sadio Mane left Liverpool, he left because he wanted to earn more money and Liverpool wouldn't pay it, so he left. That's a big story. People know that's why he left, really. Sometimes players leave to try and win trophies, but a lot of the time it's for money. But that doesn't really stop people learning to play football or starting to play football, does it? So just because the golfers are talking about money, does it actually have an effect?
I
know what you mean, doesn't sit right. I completely agree with that. But does it actually have an effect? Like, people that go and play golf on a weekend, they're actually not going to go and play golf because Cameron Smith signed for $100 million. So, although it doesn't sit right, it's not nice, does it actually make a difference?
Yeah. I remember probably when I fell out of love with watching football was the time when Rooney was, like, complaining about how much money he makes and, like, asking for more money.
And that literally stopped you wanting to...
I was like, they get to do the dream job. For most people, that is a dream job. Like, being a professional golfer is a dream job. And I'm looking at this going, you're greedy.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not liking this. And certainly when you look at real passionate fans and you look at the ticket prices and you look at kit prices and things like that, and you think, oh God, it is too much about money. And I think I probably had that perception of football for a long time. And you're right, it probably won't stop people playing. But I do watch football with this kind of like, why are you whinging, complaining, rolling around the floor when you're getting paid all this money? Why are you being whinging because you're being substituted or whatever? Like, I just look at it and go, God, you're just spoiled little brats. And I'm just worried that this is the first time we're seeing this in golf. And I've always thought that golfers, maybe wrongly or rightly, it's all about trophies, it's all about winning, and the riches come after that, yes. But I just feel like it's that mindset's changing a bit too quickly for my liking.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think
it's quite a big U-turn very quickly.
Yeah, you're certainly, like, you're not alone. I've heard people before say they've stopped to go and watch a football club because season tickets are getting stupidly priced, or they've stopped buying the kits because they're getting too stupidly priced. So and that may ultimately stop them watching the game, so I do agree with that, I suppose. With golf, you could have that where people say, you know what, I'm sick of watching the LIV Golf, I'm sick of watching PGA Tour, because all they talk about is money. But I still think people would play golf. Maybe that's the two different things. It's watching versus playing, I guess, isn't it?
The other thing as well, like, and again, I've not experienced this firsthand yet because my kids aren't particularly old enough. Certainly if my boys or girls get into football. But even just watching, like, kids play football now, they're, like, diving, they're rolling around.
That's true.
Like, they're giving jip to the referees because they're learning that from the professional footballers in the game. And, you know, is that good? Yeah. Golf, football is still playing, but like, I was walking past kids on, like, being on holiday, and some of them are all dressed like or have the hairstyle like Jack Grealish, you know, his long hair and his headband, and that's been going on for a while. Like, David Beckham obviously did things like that, and people imitate their heroes. I just worry in golf that we're not imitating the heroes now as we were growing up, like Tiger, and we imitated his mannerisms and his winning mentality and his attitude, to some degrees, like one mindset. I just feel like now it could turn into this idea that people are just imitating, like, the money. Mm. Like, it's all about the, like, I know it was a few years ago now, but, like, Rory's not talking about money yet. When he walked off, was it the FedEx in 2000 and whatever it was, 15, he's doing this with his hands because he's just won 15 million. I don't know. I just worry. I just worry about what that's going to be in the future.
I think only, not that I'm massively pro-Liv, as people listening who will listen week in, week out will know, but I think only in Liv's defence, very loosely, the money is such a big talking point now because they're trying to get the players in, I guess, aren't they? Once they've got that established 48 players, obviously each week will be about money, but there'll be less talks about such a buddy getting signed to live for 100 million potentially. However, they may keep trying to attract new golfers, so we don't know. But you're right, I think we've all got...
I'm almost a bit, again, I'll go back to this F1, I'm almost quite surprised when it gets released how much the F1 drivers earn a year, because it's not so obvious. And that sport is outrageously expensive. Like, to try and run an F1 team is outrageous. But like, I look at it and go, oh yeah, I didn't realise Lewis Hamilton was getting paid that much. But that's, it's like, it's a sub-narrative.
Yeah.
It's the performance and then the sub-narrative. Oh yeah, of course he gets paid that much because he's so good.
Yeah.
I feel like that was always in golf.
Yeah.
Like, people didn't know how much Tiger Woods earned. They knew how many majors he won or how many tournaments he won. It's only becoming now about, it's flipping the other way, unfortunately. Like, how many times you scroll on Instagram now, and I had to look a minute ago how many events Rory had won this year. I know how much money he's earned dead quickly. There's about 15 posts this morning about how much money he's earned this year.
Yeah,
but actually when you're looking at how many tournaments has he won, where did he place, like, I don't know. It's just it's a different storyline that I'm certainly not used to just yet, and I'm sure people will get to it. And I'm not one bit bothered. I want these guys to make an outrageous amount of money. They're super talented. I don't mind. Give Rory McIlroy $100 million for winning yesterday. Doesn't bother me. It's more, don't make that the story. Make the golf the story first, in my opinion, personally. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I don't disagree. So we've had loads of questions on the Facebook group. So if you listen to this, watching this, and you've not joined the Facebook group, come on. Play the game.
Why not?
Search for the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast on Facebook. You'll find the group. There's 78,100 members now.
My God.
So it's growing. We'd like to see you in there, wouldn't we? 100%. Rick personally welcomes everybody.
Shakes
your hands. He does. So if you want to shake Rick's hand, why would you not join? And also, please continue to show your support of the podcast. We are constantly getting more and more people saying they're in the clubhouse, which is great. The clubhouse is getting busy now. We need some ventilation. It's getting crowded.
We've actually put a marquee on the West Wing.
We have.
So that's going to help a lot.
That's where the new people have to go.
Yeah.
The new clubhouse members. If you're thinking, what's the clubhouse? Simple, in it. It's basically when you've listened to every single podcast or watch, whichever, you enter the clubhouse.
Yeah. And say hello to Marco, our new chef.
Yeah.
And Gillian, our new front of house.
She's lovely, Gillian.
Amazing. Amazing. So yeah, if you go in there, 10% discount off your first food order.
And there's no dress code.
And Marco does a phenomenal lasagna.
With chips. If you want, I normally say chips, no salad. He knows me too well. Anyway, in the group, many people have asked questions. We said that we were having doing a podcast right now, so get your questions in now, or else it won't get answered. Neil has said, right, this is a good one, this. If Rick was to play good in a Ryder Cup style 6v6, okay, which five other European golf YouTubers would he pick? Now, I want to go purely off ability here, not following and who's got the most subscribers, purely on ability. So who would you pick?
Okay. Who's going to be able to battle those guys? It's going to be a tough match.
I think you got to go Pete.
I'm going to be non-playing captain.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'll go Pete.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. I would go Andy Carter, Matt Fryer.
Yeah.
To get those guys in, my mates. I would then, who else would I pick? A playing. And it's all off scratch, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought it should be easier than I'm making it out.
Are you definitely not playing them?
Oh yeah, I'll play. Why not? I'll make it fair.
Don't forget though, because a couple of the guys aren't like scratch golfers. No. You could have a couple of more. You could maybe have who old man Pat from Golf Mates.
Yeah,
he could pap it round and
he would definitely beat him. I'm trying to think now. Who would I do? Come on, Rick. I should have had more preparation on this. So me, Pete, Matt, Carter, I need two more. I'm going to go with, and this is European.
Yeah.
I bet people are going, oh, why are we not picking him?
Yeah.
Who am I not picking, guy? Who should I pick? I'm not picked yet.
Someone, well, I'll tell you what, we'll let have handicaps in there. So we'll let you have handicap players, bandits, gets Tubes in there. He's a bit of a bandit at the minute.
Yeah.
So he's getting some shots on Steven, let's just say. Tubes have a good shout. And you've got one more spot to fill.
God, why am I making this so hard? I feel like there should be some. Isn't that guys who are trying to like play? They're not like Pete's like do. Obviously, Pete's trying to do Quest for the Open. Is not more guys trying to do stuff like that? They're really good at golf. I don't know. I'm struggling now. I'll put in I need some help here.
I'm trying to think of somebody. Do you think of more of a... Let's put John Robbins in there. He gets loads of shots. He loves his golf.
And he'll banter
them. And he'll banter them to death.
I feel like I've missed loads of people out. I apologise if I have, but I need more time.
Yeah, sorry. I thought that would be easier than it was going to. But yeah. Someone said, Josh Lowe said, what the hell is a sausage roll? So Rick, in 10 words or less, what is a sausage roll?
It's a sausage, a pork filling covered in a flaky sometimes or slightly more solid pastry finish.
Nice. Paul Longley has said, I have a funny story. What's the email address send it to? Well, it's the same email address it's been for 146 weeks. Exactly. It's podcast@rickshields.com. And I always wonder, how many emails have we lost or not received because people have spelled your surname incorrectly?
Oh, millions.
So it's podcast, which you can't spell incorrectly, at logo is easy to find, Rick, R-I-C-K, and then Shields is shiels.com.
Done.
That simple. So if you send it to that email, we'll get it. We try and read them all. We do read the vast majority. We reply to some when we have time, and the best ones get read out. That's the ultimate prize. Someone, Dylan Oliver, last one will answer, says, at what handicap of golf should I go from buying used golf balls to brand new golf balls? Oof. Does handicap come into this?
I don't think it does. How much money
you want to spend?
Yeah, it's finances. The thing is, we used golf balls, is there always a bit of a question mark about the legitimacy. Mm. Like sometimes there's, you know, we've done a test on refurbished golf balls before, and actually they were very, very good.
Yeah.
But there's also refurbished golf balls out there that can be very dodgy.
That's the thing. Lake balls I'm probably more open to because they're often just the real golf ball. Refurbished, I've got a coating on. However, I'm sure there's been studies done where when a golf ball's been sat in a lake for 6 years, 6 months, whatever, it can affect performance, which probably does make sense.
But you know, like that massive basket at Otolone's pre-owned?
Yeah.
Like that massive basket of Pro V1s, I'd trust my life on those golf balls. My life. Because they just look, they've just been hit a couple of times, been lost by, you know, Americans that have bought some, you know, St. Andrews
golf balls. So just to quote, just to get one more thing in before the end of the podcast, you and your wife are renewing your vows.
Yeah.
You've got Golf Bidder there as a guest. That Pro V1 to McDelone is in the basket. Would they be an usher?
I think we'd give them out as wedding presents. You know, like the favours you put on the table. I think we'd have
the confetti if you're walking down the aisle and just chucking Pro V1s at you. Oh, that's got JCV logo on it.
That's
because JCV is covered in Pro V1.
How good did the Robin Heisman podcast go down?
Yeah,
as well?
So last week's podcast, it wasn't the biggest in terms of numbers. It was never going to be. People like the beef.
Comments are amazing.
Comments. I actually called up European Golf Designs last week when you were off, and unfortunately, Robin was on holiday. But I spoke to one of the guys, it was great, and just passed on our comments of how good it was, how well it's gone down, how much people have loved Rob, how knowledgeable he is, how interesting he is. So if you've not listened to last week's, as it wasn't as clickbait as others, go back and listen to it. It was really good.
It'll be one of those ones that you probably start it and go, I don't think I'm interested in this. And we saw a lot of comments about that.
Yeah.
Not that interesting course architecture. But actually, when you get into it, you're like, oh, that was actually quite interesting.
100%. I think that's something we want to do going forward.
Do you ever flick on the TV and watch those like Inside the Factory programs? And you flick on and you go, I'm not really that bothered how cornflakes are made.
Next thing,
4 to 5 minutes in, you're like, oh, no, everything about how cornflakes are made.
You know what that is? The problem with that is we have too much choice these days. We've got so many channels. We've got Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, etc., all the social media apps. If you're not instantly entertained, you can turn off.
Yeah.
So we ask you to don't always look to be entertained in this podcast. But when you're in the clubhouse, it's a chore. You have to listen to it unless you don't want to be in the clubhouse. And just a quick note on that. You know, the podcast, some weeks it's me and Rick chatting nonsense, chatting about the current world of events of golf and Rick and Brooks Koepka beefing, etc., John Daly's. Other times we have...
You know, did follow me the other day, sorry, on Instagram.
Go on.
Brooks Koepka's caddy.
Oh, wow.
So
he wants to set up the stuff.
Maybe the development here.
Oh, wow. He's going to be the middle. He's going to be the referee. Maybe he's his corner man. I can be your corner man.
Okay.
I can like rub that guy cream on your face in between rounds. What is it normally? Like Vaseline or whatever.
Get your white towel throwing.
Rick,
practicing.
Stay behind your jab. Stay behind your jab. One, two's nice and comfortable. Just jab him. Just jab him. Because he's going with the haymakers. You see. Right? If you compose yourself, just jab,
that'd
jab.
Be fast. Yeah. Like a whippet.
A little whippet. But yeah, some podcasts, some weeks are going to be guests where they're a bit more serious. Some weeks there's a bit more banter vibe, i.e. Hammond, which is coming this Friday. Don't miss it. It's a good one. My voice
very
is gone
good
now.
One. Right. This podcast was designated. I can't even speak anymore. This podcast was powered by, first off, Golf Bidder.
Banter.
But it was in dedication to Barry and Moore.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.